bombing dog. Let's do it, boy. Come on. Not every time you move your mouth, and you'll have one less tooth.
Hello, everybody. This is Alan Freed speaking. And friends, I want to have a little talk with you before we begin our regular Moondog show tonight about the horrible disappointment of many thousands of folks who tried to attend our coronation ball at the Cleveland Arena last night. If anyone, even in their wildest imagination, had told us that some 20 or 25,000 people would try to get into a dance, well, I suppose you would have been just like me. You probably would have laughed and said they were crazy. Now, this is entirely up to you. I know a great many of you are sitting on the fence ready to jump off on either side. And if you wish to lay the blame on me for what happened last night, you're certainly perfectly willing to do so. But the story I'm telling you tonight is the true story. Now, as everyone who was inside for the first hour of the dance will testify, we were having a real great time until the crushing pressure of some 10,000 people still outside smashed open the doors of the arena and converged on the inside. When that happened, and some 7,000 persons without tickets bulged the insides of the arena, the whole show went out of control. Now, friends, that's the story, and that's the truth. So I ask your indulgence, I ask your continued loyalty, and I promise you that everything will be righted, that everybody will be happy. I'd like to have you do this for me tonight when you call in your request to our Moondog show on this Saturday night. I would like to have you tell Dean on the telephone when you call in that you are with the Moondog. And if you're not with the Moondog, you can tell Dean that too. Because if enough of you can show faith tonight through your telephone calls, through your telegrams, through your cards and letters over the weekend, we will continue with the show. If not, the Moondog program will leave the radio. So please call when you call in your telephone request tonight. Tell us that you're with us, because we are with you. Moondog, get in there, kid. Howl it out, buddy. See Joe Davis sitting over there. Don't let him near your bones, kid. All those Moondog bones will be gone. Joe's a wonderful guy. It's always grand to see him. Makes some wonderful records with those crickets. Otis Blackwell, music publisher. And he's been around this business for a long time. Hello, everybody. How are y'all tonight? This is Alan Free, the old king of the Moondoggers, and it's time again for another of your favorite rock and roll sessions, blues and rhythm records for all the gang in the Moondog Kingdom, from the Midwest to the East Coast. We're going to be saying hello to a lot of folks who've written to us tonight from all over the Moondog Kingdom, all around the Cleveland area, Newark, New Jersey, New York City, Long Island, wherever you are. And I hope you folks have a good supply of good old Aaron Brew on hand. It's the greatest beer of them all, Northern Ohio's largest selling beer, and it's perfectly balanced for good taste and flavor. So enjoy Aaron Brew as you enjoy the Moondog Show. We'll be right back. everybody, and welcome to the Moondog Rock and Roll Party. Another big Tuesday night rock and roll get-together with all the gang in the Moondog Kingdom. And away we go with Gil Bernal, picking up that tenor horn to blow it strong, and the spark label and the whip